Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, where we highlight positive developments at the secondary level. On this week's program, we visit Vauxhall High School's Industrial Arts Open Day. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Vauxhall High School has been around since 1959. The school started on an old cattle farm and grew from strength to strength. The current student population is just under 1,300. Acting Principal Vauxhall High School Prudence Brown Pinnock says the aim is to develop well-rounded students by exposing them to a variety of subject areas.
Besides the academics and the industrial arts areas, we also engage our students through several clubs and societies, to debating, to speech competitions. We're very well known for music. We do all the sporting areas, netball, football, track and field.
The school's industrial arts department recently hosted an open day as part of the plan to create well-rounded students. We give you a recap of the event.
The purpose of it was to showcase the skill set of the students who are pursuing a career in the technical and vocational area. We offer four areas here: automotive technology, building and furniture technology, mechanical engineering technology, and electrical and electronic technology. All students do technical drawing who sit these areas. Whatever their discipline is, our purpose as teachers is to seek to prepare them, to get them ready for either the world of work or to transition to higher levels of education in their respective field, whether it be auto, electrical, mechanical, or building and furniture tech.
Head of the Industrial Technology Department at Vauxhall High, Gavin Dorizio. Each discipline had its own display. First up is automotive technology.
In the automotive technology department, now on display, they have a braking system that was designed by students, and the students are also on the netball court to the rear of the school, engaging in a car wash and vacuuming exercise, and they're offering basic servicing to the cars of teachers and any other visitor who may be on the compound, where they change engine oil, filters, etc.
Mechanical engineering technology displayed a hydraulic press. Michael Brown, a member of the team, explains how it works.
Right here is a hydraulic press used to press in car bearings and bushing. It was just inspired by our teacher, so we said we were making it for our SBA, and we made it.
Brandon Bennett of the electrical and electronic team shared how the two-point control switch circuit developed at the school would work.
We have a two-point control switch, a normal single-point control switch, and we have a motion sensor. The motion sensor isn't controlled by a switch, which means like it have like a photogenic like memory sensor. So basically when you pass it, it have a timer which it allows it to run like a given amount of time. For instance, I set it for a minute, it just goes through for a minute and the light automatically turns off. So that doesn't use a switch. The two-point switch now is like you have a downstairs switch and you have a upstairs light. They can use a downstairs switch and also turn on the upstairs light and turn it off while having a next switch, like basically anywhere on the school compound, as long as it is connected to that lamp. The single point switch now is what everyone have in their own.
Other displays included a pressure training bicycle and a drill press. Board Chairman Christopher Honeywell endorsed the event.
I think this event is very commendable. It really is highlighting and showcasing the fact that the school has a very solid and comprehensive offering in industrial arts.
The goal for Vauxhall High is to have every student in the technical and vocational area certified and competent to enter the world of work upon graduation. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a secondary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.